أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now today is the night for the day of Ashura, which will be tomorrow. And many of us, inshallah, will be doing the A'mal for the day of Ashura. In particular, we will be reciting Ziyara Ashura. And I'd like to just look at it so we have a little bit of understanding before tomorrow. See, everything is based on love. So I'm going to look at Surah number 3, Ayah 31. We've highlighted it before. You can do it again today. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kul, say, in kuntum tahibbun Allah, if you love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me," the Prophet says. يُحْبِبْكُمْ Allah. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He will forgive you your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Love, in essence, is an enigma. It's really more written about it than any other subject. And true love has very little resemblance to what we read in romantic novels. Love, in essence, is the perpetual turning towards the beloved with a heart that is distraught with love. And it's in essence based on resemblance and similarity. You know, Rumi in his Mathnavi writes about the stork and the raven, who were friends. And his poem talks about these two were friends, and the man watches these two and doesn't realize why they're friends until he goes near. And he finds out that both had broken legs. It was a similarity that got them together. Religion is nothing but love and hate, Imam Sadiq says. So the ziyara that we're going to read and the ziyara that we do read is all based on tawalla and tabarra. Now, very briefly, tawalla is that which enables us to go towards perfection, to seek out those individuals that will take us to our full potential. They have to be those who reflect divinity. And tabarra comes from bara'a, which is to disassociate ourselves. So we disassociate ourselves from imperfection, from those and that which stops our positive growth towards divinity. And tabarra does not allow abuse, no abuse. Quran in Surah number 6, An'am, Ayah 108 says, لا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم. Don't abuse those whom they call upon besides Allah, lest exceeding the limits, they should abuse Allah out of ignorance. So this is in essence what we are going to do tomorrow. And again, there are lessons to be learned from Ashura. It's not about just coming and reciting the Amal or doing the Amal and then going home. It doesn't work like that. There must be something within that stirs. And the whole thing is about Hubbul Hussein Ajunnani. Remember the words of Abbas when he says, the love of Hussein has made me crazy. Now, the word ziyara comes from zawr, which means to deflect or to draw away from something. A za'ir, one who goes for ziyara or recites ziyara, moves away from everything but the one he wishes to visit. His whole focus is on the person whose ziyara he is reciting or visiting or addressing. And ziyara means to color ourselves with the attributes of the visited one. And it's not only about the day of Ashura. The sixth Imam asks Sudair, do you perform ziyara every day? He said, no. He said, every week. He said, no. He said, once a month. He said, no. He said, what stops you from going to the roof? Look left and right. Raise your hands and say, Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Ayatollah Tabrizi says, the door of Hussein is comprehensive mercy, rapid response and approval. Imam Khomeini would do salam to Aba Abdullah before and after every salah. And we will see in the ziyara, if you love truth, you automatically hate falsehoods. You know, the best expression of love is tawalla, which is seeking perfection, and its antonym, tabarra, fleeing from imperfection. And that's basically what this ziyara is about. Now, we're told to recite Surat al-Ikhlas 1,000 times. The focus must always be divinity. My grandmother used to tell me that the more you recite, the more Allah loves your voice. And then there is a la'na, Allahumma la'an katalat al-Husayn alayhi salam. And, you know, we don't understand la'na. The English language translates it as curse, but in essence, it's a dua which asks Allah to withdraw His mercy on those who do not utilize this mercy to be useful to others. They actually oppress others. We can't do la'na. We can only ask Allah to do, we can plead to Him, do dua to ask Him to withdraw His mercy. In legal terms, it's to deprive the rights available to one as a citizen. And this is, we see it in normal terms when somebody abuses another human being in whatever form, then we take their rights away. That in essence is la'na. And the Quran is full of ayat which talk about it. We then recite a 4-rakat salah in twos. In the first two, there is Suratul Kafirun in ikhlas after Fatiha. And Kafirun and ikhlas are a pair known as Mukashkish, the surahs that heal, that focus on, ikhlas focus on the wahadaniyat of Allah, on the oneness of God. While Kafirun focuses on the fact that identity is defined by religion. In the next two rakats, we have Suratul Ahzab and Munafiqun. Suratul Ahzab looks at the help of Allah when the coalition, the Ahzab, got together to attack Medina. And then it also looks at the internal domestic issues which the Prophet had and talks about no gossiping, engaging in zikr in salawat. Munafiqun is an overview of hypocrisy. Now these are there, so we actually realize that this is not just there as some sort of lip service. We've got to understand that's what life's about. Ashura is all about practicality. And then we recite the ziyara. And like I mentioned, the ziyara is all about salam and la'ana. Salam on Hussein ibn Ali and la'na on those who killed him. Withdrawal of mercy of Allah from those who killed him. And then an expression of our moving towards Hussein and moving away from those on whom we have asked for Allah to withdraw His mercy. But maybe if you can remember one aspect of Ziyara Ashura that you can recite in every single kunut of yours. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Oh Allah, base my life on the lives of Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. And base my death on the death of Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. And finally then we recite the Dua Al-Qamar, beautiful Dua. We go back and forth 7 times in the footsteps of Hussein. And we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed from Allah we are and to Him we return. Ridham bi qadaihi wa tasliman li amri. I accept what He has intended and I am content with His order. And it's a phenomenal day to make a paradigm shift, to be able to look out for the oppressed, to be able to assist and never be amongst the oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to call ourselves Husaynis and move away from those who oppress. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.